Born blind, Dexter Thomas was told he was worthless and would never amount to anything. But God reached him with a message of love and empowerment that lifted him out of despair and into a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Today, Dr. Thomas is very active in sharing his faith, proclaiming to all that no one is worthless in the eyes of God. Join us as we learn more from this incredible individual right here on Revival for a Mission. Have you noticed that anyone that is not quite like the others is often treated differently and in a negative way? In the story we will hear today, Dr. Dexter Thomas, he was born blind and he was told that he would not amount to anything. He wouldn't even finish high school. But yet, when he met Jesus, he understood that he was created in the image of God, and that propelled him to do his best and succeed in life. Pastor Wilson, why is it that whenever we meet people that have some kind of disability, we don't know how to deal with them, we don't know how to treat them, and we find ourselves in this difficult position where we want to be hopeful, but, you know, let's keep our distance sometimes?
As we will find out with Dr. Thomas and the interview, there are certain aspects about people who have particular aspects in life that are like a visually impaired person, hearing impaired, people develop skills in unusual ways that go far beyond what you and I might understand. We need to treat people who have differences in life just like we would treat anyone, with respect and love, and have them understand that they're part of God's great family in participating and sharing with others. This is going to be a fascinating interview that I know you will enjoy as you learn to relate to those who are visually impaired but have a deep love for Jesus. Now listen to this beautiful song.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you unexpected end.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
My thoughts higher than
Welcome back. You're watching Revival for Mission. Today we have Dr. Dexter Thomas with us. Dr. Dexter, you were born blind. And when you grew up, some people were not very encouraging. That's one way to put it. Now, you grew up in Trinidad. Tell us about what it was like growing up blind.
Well, growing up blind, especially in a country like Trinidad, was really, really difficult in so many ways, where seeing successful blind individuals were pretty rare. So people really didn't expect much of me, and I was easily written off. And, you know, my physical challenge immediately meant for a lot of people that I was brain dead. You know, so they would speak to me very loudly. But what it did, it enabled me to develop grit and resilience. God used the challenges of such a society to groom me to be able to handle difficulties.
Dr. Thomas, you somewhere along the line really met Jesus. Something happened in your life with all of this confusing situation where people were mistreating you. They didn't really know how to relate to you. You're trying to find your way through life. And then something happened. How did you come to know Jesus, and what change in your life took place?
Wow. Thank you, Elder. You know, my sister became Adventist. She was a Catholic, and she saw a priest smoking a cigar, and it discouraged her. And she started following her friend to the Adventist church. And I started following her. And then one Sabbath afternoon, we were having Adventist youth service, AY, and prisoners, ex-cons, started sharing how Jesus had changed their lives. One guy said, when you're on that white substance, meaning coke, he said, sometimes you're playing the piano all night without a piano even being in existence. And I sat there, and the Spirit of God began ministering to me. And basically God was saying, if I can change them, then I can change you. And that evening, I remember bowing my heads and saying, Jesus, I want that change that you've offered. And what it did for me, growing up where I felt rejected, where I felt a sense of humiliation just for being, you know, just for existing, God told me that I was somebody. God told me he had a calling on my life. God told me that he can use me in spite of my challenges. So meeting Jesus, it practically altered the direction of my experience.
This is such a beautiful story, because whilst the world around you rejected you and defined you through what you could not do, Jesus accepted you, and you saw yourself in the having been created in the image of God. And even though people didn't believe you would even finish school, you have a doctorate. Tell us about that academic development in your life.
What a story, because graduating from high school was like a utopian vision. I mean, people, that was like a long shot. Me telling people I'm going to graduate, they're like, yeah, you like you're going to win the lottery, you know? So when I was marching to receive a doctorate, you know, the thoughts that were going through my mind is, you know, people said this was impossible, but God had already told me I can do all things through Christ who gave me strength. And what it was is simply refusing to quit. I continually showed up, and, you know, I like to tease and tell people about my experiences at Andrews University and at Oakwood, that they were just ashamed to kick a blind guy out of college and seminary, you know, and they sometimes would just, hey, have a seat just to get by. But people really were supportive because I showed up, because I was willing to put my head down and strive. They were extremely supportive of my effort, and God just continued to open doors and bless.
Now, you've mentioned that, you know, people didn't know how to relate to you in terms of a visually impaired person. They talked down to you. They even talked loudly to you, thinking maybe you didn't understand them or something like
right.
that. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions that people have about visually impaired people. those misconceptions need to be cleared up. Can you relate to our audience? Because many of them will encounter a visually impaired person. They need to know how to relate. Can you name some of the misconceptions and how best to work your way through those so that people will treat visually impaired people just like they are? They're just regular people like the rest of us, except they are not visually able to see. Tell us a little bit about these misconceptions.
Well, you know, one of the first misconceptions is that I am your worst fears. What I believe is that a lot of people visualize what life would be like if they were to lose their sight, and it paralyzes them. They see themselves in darkness. They see themselves constantly living in fear, feeling hopeless. So what I believe they do is when they meet individuals like myself, walking with my white cane or being led, they immediately project all those fears, all those dark thoughts and imaginations onto me. So immediately they're like, poor, helpless, blind man. So the first thing you need to know is I am not your worst fears. You know, I am really otherwise able, not so much disabled, Amen. But otherwise able. And blindness is mainly an inconvenience that God gives you insights and tenacity to work around. So I am able to compensate, right? So I'm not your worst fears. The second thing is if you understand, like you said, Elder, that I am one of you, I am normal, quote unquote, then relate to me like that. Don't think that my lack of sight limits me from being able to think or being able to overcome hurdles and obstacles. Like I tell stories, one time, because I fly a lot to speak, and I was flying through a country, and you know, on those immigration forms, they ask you, what do you do? What's your employment? And the lady, being so kind, she looked at me and she's filling out the form for me, and she says, what do you do? You do nothing, right? Nothing. And that's the expectation she had. She's like, well, what else could you be doing? So understand that my physical limitation, that my lack of sight does not keep me from succeeding like other people. I like what Helen Keller said, that worse than blindness is lack of vision.
That's a beautiful explanation, Dr. Thomas. I really appreciate that. In terms of how visually impaired people relate to the world, can you share with our viewers and those who are listening, visually impaired people develop special skills in other areas. My guess is you hear things a lot more than many people simply because people don't focus on that.
Right.
You pick up nuances that people would never understand simply because you are looking for those keys to find out more about an individual that you're encountering. Can you just spend a few moments on that?
I thought you were going to say I hear things more than other people because I'm nosy. So thank you for that. But you are dead on correct. You're so correct because my options with sight is not available. So I have learned to navigate the world through touch, through sound, in ways that other people would not. And it allows me, like the sixth sense, where you could pick up on things, you can pick up on people's emotions. You get to tap into that aspect of your humanity that sight distracts us from. So I think that's one of the gifts of blindness. Like when I pastored, because I'm not seeing people's facial expression, and you know, so much of communication is expressions, I had to be keenly observant of their tone of voice, and I would sense their mood, you know, when I'm in counseling, I would sense their mood. So I think I was able to be empathetic in ways I could not have been if I saw fully.
You developed a resource, and it's such a blessing to many people, called Phone Faith. Tell us more about that.
You know, the National Federation for the Blind has a phone line called Newsline. You can call and you're able to access audibly all the major newspapers in the country. And I've used that for years, used it to listen to sports, listen to business news. And I was interviewing for a position at Christian Record Service. And I said to myself, if I'm going to work for the blind, I probably should really hang out with blind people. So often we do ministries in a very dismissive, patronistic manner, meaning a lot of times we minister to people without partnering with them, without hearing their story, without asking them, how could we come alongside you and make a difference? And I was one of those blind people that was ashamed of my blindness. And I never hung out with other blind people because it brought up that shame. And my prospect working at Christian Record forced me to try to do something different. So I went camping with blind people, fellowshipping with them, going to their job fairs, just to really be a part of the community. And one of the things my heart started really picking up on is it would be a blessing if a blind individual could call the telephone and listen to the Sabbath School Quarterly, listen to the Spirit of Prophecy, you know, and so on and so forth, and also be able to connect with each other. So in 2011, when I was one of the pastors at Beacon Light Adventist in Richmond, California, the church allowed me to launch this ministry where blind people could call and they could connect with each other. They can listen to the, you know, Sabbath School Quarterly, Spirit of Prophecy, and so on and so forth. And oh my word, it turned out to be 100 times more powerful than I ever envisioned. At one point, we had 500 blind people calling from 15 different states. And it was so much more than I expected. It wasn't only like a spiritual boost, because a lot of our members, I asked them to volunteer and they would call and they would read devotions. So our blind listeners would be able to tap into their devotions. But what also happened is a lot of blind individuals started chit-chatting with each other and even dating. A couple of people even met on the line and got married. So it turned into something extraordinary. Another thing we did is we wanted to empower blind people to let them know, look, you have a life. God has injected power. He's injected potential in you. So I had a blind empowerment conference where every week I would interview a blind professional. And we met mechanics, engineers, people that worked on Capitol Hill, really just incredible blind people that were doing amazing things, people who worked for mayors. And they opened other blind individuals' eyes, no pun intended. And a lot of them, because of that program, ended up starting, you know, going to college, doing job training. So it really impacted people's lives in a lot of meaningful ways.
Dr. Thomas, you mentioned Christian Record. Now, that's a very special ministry that develops resources for the blind. And we have with us Jerry. Jerry, please come in and tell us about Christian Record. You've been changing lives for years. What is it all about?
Christian Record exists to empower people who are blind to engage their communities and embrace the blessed hope. And so Christian Record has been around since 1899, impacting the lives of people who are blind, and in fact currently serves over 18,000 people who are blind worldwide in more than 70 countries.
Did you say 1899?
Correct. Wow. Yes. Just That's celebrated 120 years of ministry.
That is amazing, and praise God for what you do. And you've been working with Dr. Thomas for a while on this phone service. How was that partnership? How did that work?
There was a transition, actually, where Dr. Thomas handed off Phone Faith to our current coordinator, Dr. Leonora Ruff. And she had been leading Phone Faith for many years. And when I met Leonora at a convention and I learned about Phone Faith and Dexter's connection with it, immediately, I was so excited about the possibilities. We talked for many years about what could happen if Christian Record brought Phone Faith under its ministry umbrella. And God knew. God had a plan. So as the negotiations were happening for Phone Faith to come to Christian Record, COVID hit. And this is a time when they're already experts at social distancing. They're already, by and large, having to live in isolation and loneliness. And we're addressing that directly by bringing Phone Faith to this membership and carrying forward the legacy that Dexter introduced. And so many of the programs that he's talked about continue even today. So anyone who is blind can call into this line at any time, day or night. And if it's between programs, they can listen to the upcoming schedule. And if it is a program in session, they can connect and interact, be enriched and empowered and connected to a wonderful, giving, nurturing, vibrant community.
Dr. Thomas, Jerry, we are going on a break, but when we come back, we want to hear stories of lives that have already been transformed through this incredible ministry. You're watching Revival for Mission. Stay after the break. You cannot miss this. Watching Revival for Mission, and we are talking to Jerry from Christian Record. Jerry, you have been ministering to people who are blind for over 100 years. Tell us exactly how you are blessing people and how you are connecting with them, and some resources that others that are listening can connect with.
Absolutely. First and foremost, everything that comes from Christian Record is available free of charge to anybody who is legally blind. So if somebody already receives services from their state library services for the blind, they qualify for services from Christian Record. So a brief list includes Phone Faith, of course, and I'd like to give that phone number. If anyone's listening and would like to join the call or invite someone to engage in a program, that phone number is 209-399-9465. And that's available anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in addition to Phone Faith, there's also a Bible school that's available. It's a correspondence Bible school in Braille and in large print. And then we also have Bibles available. If you want a Bible, we want to partner that with a Bible study as well. And for those who are pursuing a college degree, an undergrad college degree, we have the Ann Lowe Scholarship that is awarded annually. And in addition to that, Christian Record offers books and magazines in Braille, audio, and large print, including the Adult Sabbath School Bible Study Guide. So if you receive it in Braille or in large, or I'm sorry, Braille or audio, you will receive the exact same information as your friend who goes to church with you in the same form and in the same text, so you can be in Sabbath school together and have the same information. In addition to that, we have magazines also available in large print and in Braille. And then we have the Naomi Chapman Turner Library, which contains more than 2,000 titles. There's Spirit of Prophecy books, there's nature and biographies, all kinds of wonderful uplifting information that's family friendly. That's one thing we like to point out, that you can put this on and anyone in the family can listen with you. We also have National Camps for Blind Children, and those we partner with camp facilities across the nation to partner for weeks of blind camp. COVID's kind of made a mess of that, so we were able to bring people into the Phone Faith system this last summer and do virtual campfires. So that was one way where we could nurture one group of people who would normally go to in-person camp and connect them to the Phone Faith community. And it was such a tremendous blessing to be able to do that.
There are many more resources that you can find from Christian Record. If you are interested in reading about it and connecting with it, just go to revivalformission.tv. All those links will be there. That's revivalformission.tv. Jerry, thank you so much. Dr. Thomas, we started this conversation with you when you grew up and people told you you would not amount to anything. But then you had an encounter with Jesus, your creator, and he made you in his image. And that changed your view of the world and yourself. Today, you are a Seventh-day Adventist pastor. You have a doctorate in urban ministry. And you're working on new projects to help people, not just the blind, but help everyone. Tell us about those projects.
Thank you again. You know, I like sharing about God in the way he introduced himself to me. And God introduced himself to me as a God of hope, as a God of renewal, as a God who turns people's lives around, who picks up the broken and makes them into somebody special. So one of the ways that has happened for me is through relevant, timely, personal insights from God's words. Like, for instance, you know, I was in a dark place one time reading Jeremiah 29:11, where God said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts to prosper you and give you a bright future. And I love telling people my future is so bright. I need dark shades to look into it. But not just a verse gives me hope. Now entire books of the Bible, when I read them through a motivating lens. So what I've done is I've taken themes and I've created a daily devotional called Purposeful Resilience, where I cover 66 motivating themes, handling losses, preparing for a new beginning, tips to your breakthrough, and so on, where you could get a snapshot of the entire Bible. And it's all free. Digital email copy, it's all free if you go to innovativeoutreach.com. That's innovativeoutreach.com. And you can download a free copy of Purposeful Resilience so that the Lord would lift your heart and encourage your spirit.
Dr. Thomas, thank you so much for being with us. And Jerry also from Christian Record. You know, viewers, each of you needs to understand that God wants you, just as he has worked through Dr. Dexter Thomas, to open people's eyes. He wants to use you to do the same thing. In Isaiah chapter 42 and in verse 6 and 7, God was actually speaking about his son, whose ministry we are to follow. And it says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes. God wants to use each of us to open people's eyes so they will truly see Jesus. God bless each one of you, and we'll see you again on Revival for Mission.